is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
That is what's up. Kelly, you want a hit of 3 a.m. coffee?
No, thank
Still
you.
Still warm, buddy. Still
appreciate,
warm.
Solid. Nope. I'll have a cup this afternoon.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. All the welcome children. Poltergeist 2. I think it's 2. Might be 1. I don't know. So our guest today is somebody who's joined us several times throughout the years, including when he was a kid. Also got a chance to sit in with him and Double Trouble, Stevie Ray's band, Stevie Ray Vaughan's band, and hang with those guys for a while. Kenny Wayne Shepherd is going to join us.
Seen him 4, 5 times?
Number 9, 9 number 1 albums on the blues chart.
Wow.
So he's got a brand new one out. It's called Dirt on My Diamonds, Volume 2. And I got to tell you something. It's a straight up rock record. I mean, when you think the blues, right? You think of a slower, drawn-out song filled with pain. This album is a driving rhythm and blues record. Awesome.
Strong like steel, faster than a bullet train.
This is called I Got a Woman. It's the first single from the album.
Tear goes down, she got me back. Smile, that'll give you a heart attack. I got a woman wild like a hurricane.
And Kenny Wayne's going to be joining us here in just a couple minutes. The interesting thing is this album, only 8 songs on it. And his whole thing is like no BS. Every single song serves a purpose. No filler on this record, and I like that. I think that's pretty cool. You know, it's the second part of the Dirt on My Diamonds album. It kind of like is an accompanying album that maybe if I read it right, it could have been released at a certain point in time as a double album, but that just doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah,
unless you're Taylor Swift.
Do blues guys play together? Like, if you play the blues, you like to play with other blues people? Like, would him and Gary Hoey ever jam together?
Oh, I 100% think they would.
I think when it comes to certain styles of music, blues,
it's all about sharing.
If you're a blues guitar player and and my band's touring and we're like within 100 miles of each other, they'll make an effort to go see each other, climb up on stage and jam. Absolutely. Because the blues is just one of those music where you take it for a little bit and then I take it and we.
It's,
absolutely.
So I don't know if they've ever been in the same
I
circle.
Think it's a great question. Ask him. I think it's a great question to ask him. Kenny Wayne Shepherd going to be joining us. He's at the Casino Ballroom tonight. Was it tonight? No, Thursday night. Sorry, my bad. Thursday night, my bad. He's at the Casino Ballroom Thursday night, and he always puts on a great show there. He played there when he was young. He started playing, like, I think he met Stevie Ray when he was 7. And he's played with everybody on the planet, you know? His wife... I think he's still married. Yeah, they got 6 kids. Is the daughter of Mel Gibson.
Yes. Oldest daughter.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that
talked
before.
We've talked to him about
it.
I want to know
if we mentioned that.
Yeah,
I don't remember ever mentioning that.
Yeah, I want to know if he has more hot rods or hot rods or kids.
Yeah, that's a good question, too. That's a good question. He came into the studio once and hung out on a Saturday. We hung out with him and Stevie Ray Vaughan's band. And boy, to sit back and just be a fly on the wall and hear those guys have a beer and tell a story is like the stuff of rock and roll dreams. I mean, because it was talk, everybody from B.B. King to Stevie Ray, all the Stevie Ray stories. Now, I did that interview a long time ago with the Doctor of Rock, and you know how he was about Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yep.
You know, but Kenny Wayne is joining us, I think, now. This is probably Kenny Wayne on the phone. I believe Kenny Wayne, is that you?
Jimmy.
Hang on, let me get him for you.
Okay, we're gonna get him. He's got people. It's always good to have people.
Hmm.
Why don't you with something? Yes, Scott will be joining you in just in a minute.
You know, if I
hello,
Kenny Wayne.
Hey,
how are you?
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Are you calling from the garage or the studio?
No, I'm calling from the tour bus.
Whoa, your other home.
That's right.
We were just talking about, you know, when I said I don't know if Kenny Wayne's going to answer the phone or whatever. Then the lady answered, and I'm like, he's got people. It's always good to have people. You got to have people.
Well, you know. You got to have somebody to run interference. Sometimes.
Amen. Amen, brother. Well, it's good to talk to you again. And I got to tell you, we were just previewing, Dirt on My Diamonds, Volume 2. I Got a Woman. God, that song just, you feel it. You feel it from the opening notes of it, dude. It just drives you. What a great tune. Nice work.
I appreciate it. Thank you. That's kind of, it's an interesting song, and I thought it was a great opener for the record.
Yeah.
But that song is kind of like, you know, what I like to do, and I don't know if anybody notices this stuff but me, but I like to like kind of connect some dots between various records.
Mm-hmm.
So like whether there's a line in a song from an album 10 years ago that finds its way into a song on a new record today, or a title that, of one song that's kind of a continuation of another. So like we put out a record called The Traveler in 2019, and the opening song was called Woman Like You. And that whole song was basically, you know, all these amazing attributes in this woman, like, and this guy saying, you know, I want a woman like you, right? And
yeah.
So then this song is actually a continuation of that song, and it's like the guy finally found his woman. He found exactly what he was looking for, and this woman is so incredible that everywhere she goes, everybody wants to know who she is.
Sequels. Nice. You're right.
Look
sequels.
Look at you.
And
I always like stories in my songs. It's always been.
But to spread them out over albums, you know, different albums, that's genius. Kenny Wayne Shepherd is on with us. He's at a place he's played many, many times. Back to the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom coming up on Thursday night. It's going to be a great show. Go ahead, Scott.
Kenny, when you've been doing it as long as you have.
We're looking forward to it.
Is it tough finding topics, subjects to write songs about, or is it just the opposite?
No, well, I don't know. You know, I've always just written songs about life's observations, right? Whether, I mean, a lot of songs typically are written about relationships, right? And so, you know, we have a lot of those. But some of them are just kind of like, if you just pay attention, some of the best songs are written by people who just sit and pay attention to the conversations that happen at the dinner table.
Yeah.
And some of the catchiest phrases, the best hook lines can come from just off the cuff comments that people make in regular conversation. And so, you know, ultimately then that just brings it back to the point of just writing songs about daily life, you know, and things that we're all experiencing together.
See, now that leads me to another question, because I know that I think you recorded the album down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, right?
Well, we wrote
you
the
wrote
album.
It there.
We went into Fame Recording Studios down there, which is a time warp.
Yeah.
It's like you walk in there and you're like decades back in time when all those hit records were recorded in that place. And the vibe is just everywhere.
So that's my question, though. Does that influence the writing of a record? Like, because I've always heard, like, you can't record a rock record in Nashville. I don't believe that that's true. But maybe, you know, where you're writing a song or where you're recording a song does have an effect on how that sounds. Is that fair?
Well, you would think so. And that's the reason we went down there, is because we believe that. We believe that, yes, it's going to play some sort of a role in the music that we create. That's why we went down there.
Right, right. I get you. Go ahead, Kelly. Oh, sorry. Roadkill.
Kenny, question. This past weekend, I went and saw Metallica. They played in the round, and it was raining, and they're out there playing. Do you, as a guitar player, have guitars for the road and then guitars that are specifically for the studio?
You don't want to get wet.
in case you are playing a show and it rains and you don't want to ruin, you know, your favorite, you know, classic guitars.
Well, I do have a couple of guitars that are so special to me that they only come out on special occasions or under specific circumstances.
Yep.
So, like, I'll never fly with these particular guitars anywhere. And so they come with me when the tour bus comes and picks me up from my house and then drops me off when the tour is over back at my house.
Yep.
And those guitars never leave my sight. They'll come out. but there's definitely, you know, there's some road guitars. There's some studio guitars. But I like to use the same stuff on the road that I use in the studio, because then you're getting the authentic sound that you heard on the record.
Have you ever been gifted a guitar by someone?
But
of course, I know, I figured that, but by someone, another guitar player that you really love, that you cherish that guitar more than, or at least more than most?
Well, I don't know about more than most necessarily. Every one of the guitars is like, you know, they have a special history behind them. So, you know, I think they're all special to varying degrees. But yes, I mean, like Buddy Guy, blues legend, Buddy Guy.
Right.
He asked me to autograph a guitar and for him to hang up in his blues club in Chicago, Buddy Guy's Legends.
Right.
And so I did that. I gladly did that. And then he, in return, totally unsolicited, I didn't ask for this, he sent me one of his signature Buddy Guy Stratocasters and autographed it to me and sent it to my house. And
That's
I thought
sick.
That was pretty special.
I saw Buddy Guy at the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom where Kenny Wayne's going to be on Thursday night. And somebody was standing up screaming in the middle of one of his songs. And he stopped and he said, "Hey, I ain't the blankin' Beatles.
Wow, like, wow.
I love it. It's great. It's great. So with this album, so Dirt on My Diamonds, Volume 2, obviously there was Volume 1. Are there other songs on the album, Kenny? Because I know it gets released in September. There's a couple songs that you can get, you know, on Spotify and such platforms. But are there other songs that would be linked to songs on previous records? Or is I Got a Woman the only one on this one?
There are, you kind of caught me off guard. I have to dissect some of the lyrics, but that one's the most obvious for sure. And then, you know, we have some really cool songs. Like we do one cover song on each record. And, on the Volume 1, we did Elton John's Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. And then on Volume 2, we do, which I don't know if people know about this, but we do the ZZ Top song, She Loves My Automobile.
Yeah.
And then what that does is it incorporates my love for cars, which I share with Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. So a lot of guitar players, you know, it's about guitars and cars. But yes, I mean, I've tried to incorporate into my music all the things, you know, whether it's like my personal experiences that I've, you know, witnessed in life or experienced myself, or my the things that I'm passionate about. And there's songs about family because I have a big family with six wonderful kids and a fantastic wife, or my love for my automobiles and my passion for the the car. So it all kind of finds its way into my music.
Does your father-in-law have any musical ability?
I don't know, to be honest with you. Yeah. I would think everybody has some, to some degree.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I guess everybody that gets into radio, I feel, except Scotty Roadkill on our show is a drummer. I think most people that get into rock radio, especially, is some sort of frustrated musician, wishes that they were, but they aren't. I'm one of those guys. Laura had an interesting question that we were talking about before you joined us.
Yeah, we have a friend of the show, and his name is Gary Hoey, blues guy, great guitar player. Yeah. And I was wondering, do you go and find yourself jamming with other blues guitar players and stuff, or do you kind of steer away from that and would rather jam with other people?
Well, blues players by nature are kind of, I think they're kind of like the OG jam band kind of people.
Agreed.
Like the blues community is notorious for getting together and jamming. If you go to a blues festival, you're kind of expecting that at the end of the night, a bunch of the players are going to get up and jam together.
Yeah.
And so it's just one of those things about the blues community that, that frequently happens. And yeah, I mean, it's a friendly exchange, you know, it's a friendly musical exchange, you know, and I think the fans love it. And so do the musicians.
In those moments, Kenny, in those moments when you're on stage and you're jamming and the song's just going where it's going, right? And you hand off to one other player and they hand off to another. Have you ever been so blown away by the person that came before you that maybe it took you out of it for a second going, holy crap, I got to follow that? Has there ever been a moment like that?
Well, not necessarily, because I feel like I learned really early that, like, I can't do necessarily what this next guy can do, but he can't necessarily do what I can do. And it's like we're just bringing two different things to the table, and one's not necessarily better than the other. It's all subjective. But I'll tell you one thing. The coolest jam I was ever a part of was years ago, and there was, like, 15 amazing guitar players all on stage for the encore, and then whoever was singing stepped back and it was time to take a guitar solo, and when it became time for somebody to step up and play something, nobody did. We had 15 guitar players on stage and everybody just stood around and looked at each other and nobody played a single note, and then the singer stepped back up and finished the song, and that was it.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
That is funny. But that's the beauty of it, too. That's what you love about shows. And I mean, I look at your career. You know, you started off obviously young, and it's just you've just risen and gotten better and better and better. And you started off at a great place nonetheless. It's almost like I'm looking at the American dream happen right in front of me, you know. And you.
Well, that's true.
You get it.
Yes.
You get it. And I love people that know what they've got and appreciate it. I've always appreciated that about you. Roadkill has one more question.
Kenny, Greg here on the show that you were just chatting with, has his wife has a rule for him. You can't buy any new shirts until you get rid of some old ones. Do you have that rule at the house with when it comes to cars? Or has your wife just given up on that?
No, because, you know, like that goes both ways. So it's like, okay, well, then you can't buy any new shoes until you get rid of some of the old ones.
Yep.
Or a new purse. Or, I mean, everybody has their thing, but no. I mean, basically I can't buy any new cars when it gets to the point that I can't house them anymore.
Okay.
You
right.
know, I have to have a place to park them.
Yeah.
Right.
For sure.
There are a lot of warehouses available for rent in many, many, many places where Kenny lives. Kenny Wayne, it's always great to talk to you, man. Looking forward to the show coming up at the Casino Ballroom. You know, you always get a warm welcome there. They love to see you play there. And can't wait to hear the rest of Dirt's on My Diamonds 2, Volume 2. That's awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. We'll see you at the show.
All right, buddy. You got it. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, everybody on the Buzz. Yeah, he's just a good dude. He's just a good dude. Always has been, too. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The fact that...
What's funny is it's... When it comes to rock music, I think it's very true that he said cars and guitars.
Yeah.
It seems like quite a few of the guitar players that are doing well for themselves mm-hmm. have a huge guitar collection
right.
and as big of a car collection.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go, everybody. There's your Buzz 24/7. That album comes out September 20th. It's called Dirt on My Diamonds 2, Volume 2. And we will be back tomorrow. We will see you at 5:30.